Bitter cold conditions will continue across the northern plains and the upper Midwest as we go forward through the next couple of days, but warming is anticipated for Sunday and Monday. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We have seen the temperatures plummet overnight. Temperatures early this morning slipping into the negative 20s across a fair amount of the region near the Canada border and across central portions of Minnesota. Negative teens are common in other places. We do have some negative 20s also occurring in portions of central South Dakota. So there's a lot of variation in the temperatures around the area. The temperatures are going to continue cold, though, as we go forward through these next couple of days. We'll look for the high temperatures this afternoon, maybe getting into some negative teens, and a few spots, though, near the Canada border may struggle to get above minus 20. The temperatures in the southern parts of the region probably going to stay in the range of maybe negative teens and a few negative single digits. Readings. I don't think we're going to be able to get very warm today at all. Now, tomorrow, we'll likely see the temperature starting to rebound a little bit. Negative and positive single digits are likely to occur across Minnesota and North Dakota, and we'll likely see positive single digits in South Dakota, maybe even a few highs that will get up into the range of 10 to 14 degrees along that Missouri River Valley in South Dakota. Now, as we go on into Sunday, we'll see a little bit of a setback with high temperatures in the negative teens and negative single digits in North Dakota and northern Minnesota. Everybody else will be in the positive and negative single digits. As we get into Monday, a return of warmer air is anticipated. There may even be some 20-degree temperatures and possibly over 30-degree readings in the Missouri River Valley from central into southeastern parts of South Dakota. Most of our listening area, though, will see a lot of teens and a few lower 20s, at least as far as northeastern parts of South Dakota and central Minnesota is concerned. As we go on into the rest of next week, we'll see temperatures mostly in the positive and negative single digits across the north and some single digits and teens in the south. And we do expect our nighttime temperatures to still be rather brutally cold, but it does not look quite as bad as what was anticipated earlier this week. We'll look for a few temperatures maybe slipping below minus 30, especially in western and north central North Dakota tomorrow morning. And we could see some cold weather like that again on Sunday morning in some of those same areas. The rest of us will see negative 20s and negative teens, especially tomorrow morning, and then we'll see a little bit of a rebound. There will be a few spots in southeastern South Dakota that will see negative single digits both tomorrow and again on Sunday. I do not expect to see much precipitation occur across the area as we go forward through time because of the frequent come and go of the high pressure systems. They will see to it that we have a lot of clear skies, but every once in a while we'll get a little band of cloud cover and some snow showers possible. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.